He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. We're going to have open phones now for the rest of the second hour. The number to join us is 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. We can get into the economy. We can get into the police state demonstration going on to train everybody how to be a good slave at the Super Bowl up there in Dallas. You're welcome to get into the situation with our energy being cut off by the globalists. Our government's done everything they can to move industry offshore. It's the stated goal, and this is in Paul Watson's articles, what upset the White House so much, the quotes by Obama and others about a post-industrial United States and how they want to bankrupt the once free market system to get control of our lives. I want to hear from you on all of that. But what a joke. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Or I think you protest too much. You can't believe everything you read. Whitehouse.gov saying don't believe. PrisonPlanet.com. Very, very exciting on that front. We're going to be going over more of that. Also, if I've got time later, I'm going to play this, if not tomorrow on the weekday show. Bill Gates, vaccine autism link, an absolute lie because he says so. And they try to, again, use Dr. Wakefield as the example when they lied about him and said that he never had anybody else duplicate his findings when they, we now learn people had done the same findings before him and after. Here's another article today out on this. Another study links autism to vaccines. And this is out of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh at the Thoughtful House Center for Children. So we've got all of that right there. We're going to be getting into that as well today. But these globalists say we're eating too much, we're spending too much, we're have too much leisure time, we're living too well, we're hurting the earth. And obviously there's some truth that people are wasteful and we've gotten decadent. But it is the pot calling the kettle black when Prince Charles has his own private train and more than 20 aircraft, all these palaces. His mother gets government payments to pay for heating all their palaces, but old ladies are having their power turned off. And here's this report out of the Daily Mail. Ever heard of too many cooks? Mayor Bloomberg spends $250,000 a year, or $245,000 of taxpayers' dough, employing three chefs at Gracie Mansion. $245,000 a year for his three high-priced chefs. But he openly wants your guns, and it's for total gun bans, and he wants carbon taxes on you and wants bans on non-essential travel, which means a big fat tax. We will let you travel. Just pay us a tax to take a train or drive your car, tax by the mile with a satellite reader box, or to fly an airplane. I mean, what a monster. Same with Al Gore. You know, he buys $10 million houses right on the beach. And he supposedly, where he bought the house, was already supposed to be underwater because of global warming. Meanwhile, we're in a global freeze. But Phil just showed me something during the break. The billion, 100 million, $1.1 billion Cowboys Stadium paid for by taxpayers for Jerry Jones, the big distraction in the sky, the big political diversion. Don't worry, it didn't have any of the rolling blackouts last week or today. They're having some blackouts in Dallas. Hospitals don't have power. Police stations have had power outages because it's exempt, because it's an important part of the religious distraction. But Phil pointed out it looks like the old Justice League Legion of Doom. You know, the Justice League have the Justice League building, but then the bad guys have the Legion of Doom. In fact, there's some other examples of the Legion of Doom's flying sports stadium, police state center. And that's basically, show them some of the other Legions of Doom if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, but compare Cowboys Stadium, the new one, not the one they blew up, to the Legion of Doom. And there you have it. And it is now the Legion of Doom, where Homeland Security is using it as a giant end cap, a giant promotion arm, as they roll out. Remember Obama during the State of the Union? In fact, maybe we can find that clip real quick on YouTube. Obama says you won't have to do pat-downs on trains. Obama says you can skip pat-downs if you take fast rail. Well, wait a minute. No, TSA admits they're going to be in rail, sports stadiums, grabbing your junk, and now they are. Folks, you've heard us.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it will be faster than flying, without the pat-down. As we speak, routes in California and the Midwest are already underway.
Okay. Yeah, and who has the money to pay for all of this? The communist Chinese. They're building one of the big rails out in California. That's a lie, Obama. I saw Governor Ridge 8 years ago, then head of Homeland Security, say that TSA will be a national federal police force. And I have a video clip of Obama. In fact, we'll cue that up later. Obama calls for domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. Remember that quote? And they admit it is the minimum wage TSA workers. And I have a TSA TV ad that aired 2 weeks ago that we played here. We wrote articles about it, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where they show the Buccaneers football team in Florida and say the TSA will now be at sports stadiums, at theater events, and will train your local police as well. So it's a complete violation of states' rights, the 10th Amendment. It's a total federal power grab. They won't protect our borders. They've canceled both the virtual fence and the physical fence. Never really got started building either one of them, except for show. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And Obama, at the State of the Union, makes a joke a few weeks ago about, don't worry, you're not going to get pat downs on the trains. CNN reports that they are losing more than $10 billion a year in people in surveys admitting they're not flying. I won't fly with my children. I won't. I can't sit there. This happened to one of my employees. This kicked off the whole national TSA controversy 4 months ago. Michelle in my office, her year-and-a-half-old daughter and her 7-year-old daughter, they tried to have men grab their crotches. A man did grab Michelle. And now Jesse Ventura's suing over it. Bob Maher is getting ready to sue over it. Former congressman, former presidential candidate. And they say, oh, don't get mad about somebody actually sticking their hands in your pants. And I have the TSA announcement. I have the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Obama, another liar. Don't worry, you can ride the light rail, or you can ride the fast rail, and you won't have anybody stick their hands down your pants. That is a complete and total lie. Here is the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It's up on InfoWars.com. Also, Drudge Report has it top linked. Routine items not allowed at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Then it goes on. As part of increased security surrounding the Super Bowl, NFL and federal authorities are limiting. See, the feds now run a sports stadium. The feds are now involved in your local town. Totally illegal, are limiting what fans can bring to Cowboys Stadium. Everyone entering the stadium must pass through a magnometer, such as those used at airports, and get a pat-down as part of the screening process. And see, first it's take your shoes off. Then it's answer questions. Now we're going to pat you on the outside of your genitals. Now we're going to go in your pants. And when I first reported on that 4 months ago, people didn't believe me. Then they came out and said, yeah, we do go in your pants. And Jesse Ventura's lawsuit. I've been flying with Jesse. We did the TV show together, and I've seen him go right between his pants and right, you know, in between his gluteus maximus crack. And I've never been called out yet to have it done, but the Homeland Security admits they want to phase this in for everybody. This is the humiliation. Do we have that clip of Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, forcing her way into our lives, creating fear, telling us that only the feds can save us. She's got 9,000 locations with telescreens saying, watch other shoppers, watch your neighbors, but trust the federal government. Oh, the internet's dangerous. Be careful. This is 1984 with public video screens with Big Brother, but in this case, it's Big Sister, for all intents and purposes, up there saying, don't trust anybody. Up there, you know, saying, oh, Homeland Security, here's the headline. TSA will keep an eye on fans at Super Bowl, CNN. Here's another one. Homeland Security Secretary inspects Super Bowl site, says fans have shared responsibility for security at game and across the country. It's our responsibility to be good little Stasis. See, they're trying to popularize the tattletale snitch society. But then when you go to a Homeland Security training drill, and we've got the video and their own manuals, they spend 20 minutes on Al-Qaeda in a two-day training seminar. The rest is your neighbor growing pot? Are they spanking their kids? Are they talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve? Do they have firearms? Go ahead and call Homeland Security. Remember 2 years ago, law enforcement sent us the secret Homeland Security report for police that made national news that said conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, people that criticize the IRS, people that have American flag bumper stickers, people that have get us out of the UN stickers, they're the number one threat. And now Napolitano and the head of the Justice Department as well have all come out and said, yes, it's a domestic threat. You got a better chance of being killed in a car wreck or running into a deer or falling off the porch and hitting your head than you do of being killed by terrorists, much less domestic. But it's this, oh, it's everywhere. Oh, we're in so much danger. Oh, you take your kids to the Super Bowl, we got to pat their genitals. Again, if they can get away with that, anything. The feds are setting up grants for warrantless blood draws all over the country. This is about government training you to be a prisoner. Do we have the Napolitano clip? Yes, let's go ahead and play Napolitano forcing her way in at press conferences, being at the Super Bowl. She's the big celebrity. She's the one that keeps you safe. What will we do without her? Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
We are partnering this year with the NFL on our If You See Something, Say Something campaign and launching this NFL partnership right here at the Super Bowl.
Okay, I see government corruption.
The idea is simple. We are simply asking the American people to be vigilant, recognizing that our security is a shared responsibility that all of us must participate in. If a fan at the Super Bowl or any American at any other place sees something that is potentially dangerous, then say something about it to local law enforcement or someone in authority.
That's enough for her. Remember a month ago I called the Homeland Security See Something, Say Something flyer phone number? Will you guys find me that phone number again? I think at the end of the show I'm going to call and report criminality. I see a federal government that my founding fathers warned me about taking over state sovereignty and being involved in every facet of my life. I see the feds funding warrantless checkpoints, taking warrantless blood draws under federal grants. I see the federal government enabling foreign banks to loot us like a third world country and steal $28 billion, according to Bloomberg Financial a year ago. I see the Associated Press reporting a secret deal signed with Prudential 11 years ago to steal the death benefits of all veterans. I see all sorts of criminality going on. I saw a CIA aircraft a few years ago crash in Mexico with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine from the source. I want to report that. I see tyranny taking place. I see Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Oh, it gives me a headache to think about it. I see him openly in our face giving General Electric waivers and shutting down many of the other plants around the country that don't pay him off. I see him giving hundreds of waivers to major corporations to not have to buy health insurance when their competition does have to buy it. I see treason going on everywhere. And see, when somebody's trying to say, oh, let's stop crime, oh, let's keep everybody safe, who do you think's really behind not keeping us safe? I am boldly here exposing these people. And now I've had the White House respond to me in a press release on Friday trying to tell a bunch of lies about the fact that Obama has sworn to, quote, bankrupt the coal industry and coal-powered plants. I played the clip of him saying it. Why do you think your energy prices on electricity have doubled in the last few years on average? Why do you think this is going on? I see a lot of treason going on. The government has been taken over by offshore interest. We're going to come back and go to Roland. Lauren, Roland to the Dark Tower Kane. And we're going to talk to Lauren, Jonathan, Jim, Melvin, Nick, Danny, Nate, George, Scanner, and others. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least seven full days. trees. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Weekdays, back Sundays, 4 to 6. Yeah, he went numb when they learned the scene. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, and I am going to call Homeland Security here on air and report real evidence of terrorism in the last segment of the broadcast. I've done it before. This will be the second time I've done it, and I suggest you do it. They want us all tattling on each other, watching each other, while these criminals are running our country. And I've got a video up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that I produced Thursday that we posted yesterday, where I lay out the treason of this globalist seizure of our energy system. Alex Jones calls out Obama for treason. Folks, I'm not playing games. I've got the White House responding to what we do here. We've got every major news outlet you can name covering what we're up to, because we're hitting the heart of the matter, that spot on the underbelly of the dragon that's weak. I know the truth. I've done the studying. I want to save this country. I know there's good people in government and in general society who don't like what's happening. We've just got to stand up and say no to this brazen corruption. That's all it takes. It's so illegitimate. All we've got to do is recognize it and say no. And that's why they're so scared of what I'm doing here. Roland in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Good to have you on board. What do you think of the rant so far?
You're well-timed today, sir. There's a lot of people watching a football game, and, you know, I don't begrudge them the fact that it's an interesting sport. But like I said to my wife, at what point, you know, do you say – there's more important things to worry about.
Yeah, what
right
do you
now.
Value? I'm not saying the Super Bowl is bad, but having it be used as a police state promotion item every year is bad, and taking your kids in there to have TSA grope them. I mean, look at the TSA's taking over society. You heard Obama say, don't worry, the TSA will only grope you at the airports. That's a lie.
Yes, sir. And I actually have a quick, before I tell you my quick TSA story at Penn Station, New York, I do want to tell you that, in my mind, you are General Jones, and to anybody that doesn't appreciate what you're doing every day for 15 years, this is not a joke, and this isn't a shtick, like Howard Stern mentioned one time. Okay, this is not a shtick. This is you every day, day in and day out, doing this, and I want you to know we love you, and we got your back, and I got 25 million friends just like me, sir. So about a month ago, I was walking up, you know, I work in New York. I work for a big multinational law firm.
But I thought you only get groped on the planes, Obama said in the State of the Union. Oh, for 6-7 years they've been at Penn Station groping people and going through your bags.
Oh, yeah. I walked right up to him outside. I saw him going up the escalator, and it was after, I think, your employee's story broke and the heat really got on him. And so I went out there and asked him for a light. You know, I'd rolled a cigarette for myself, and I asked him for a light, and I said, wow, you guys got guts coming out here with your letters like that. And the one guy, there was two guys, an older one, a younger one, the one got a little aggressive, but the older calmed him down. And to make a long story short,
how dare you, a slave, talk to a god? You think this is America?
I let him know it was, but so the one guy said, you know, his excuse it was after the airline union came out against the body scanners, and his response was,
which they admit give you cancer, but also what?
Exactly, and I said that I said, these guys are pilots, man. I have my life in their hands. You're going to, I mean, why do you need to scan them? And his response was, well, you just want them to smuggle drugs in. So that's the level of ignorance that we were dealing with.
No,
there.
I hear you. I got to jump, Roland, but great points. I have several newscasts. We don't have time to play them, but they're on InfoWars and Prison Planet right now, where, and we saw this 2 years ago, where the National Guard in New York has these giant X-ray systems that scan cars. And I've had radiologists on. It's 10, depending on the unit, to 30 times a chest X-ray. And there's the TSA and the National Guard out there with local cops training them. It's all federalization. Just standing there while they have a family driving their van under it. I mean, they're frying the family. But the family may just get scanned every once in a while. This was a hardcore industrial-powered X-ray with cops just standing there. And when those guys get cancer, nobody's going to take care of them. That's what I mean. It's so crazy. It has not randomly in Tennessee, Texas, Ohio. I've got all these newscasts where the TSA now is running scanners on the side of the highway randomly to stop Al-Qaeda. Give me a break. What they're really looking for is drugs that haven't paid their cut. The CIA, the big banks, I mean, one of the big banks just pled guilty last month to $300+ billion in drug money they laundered, buying the drug cartels. In fact, that was Reuters and Bloomberg. Bank pleads guilty to $300+ billion in drug laundering. And it turns out, I know the name of the bank, but I don't want to say it without it being on screen because I sometimes get stuff wrong. Google that, guys. I want to put that on screen. They ship it all in, and they spend all their time trying to shut down the small guys because that drives down their prices. So it's all a big business. Let's talk to David in Germany. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, this is just something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I just never got around to it, so tonight's a good night. I just wanted to ask you about something from way back when in 2001, if I could, just because it's been bothering me a lot, and I couldn't really get good answers on the internet and whoever, what other sources I was looking at. So, and that is, what always bothered me was these anthrax attacks that happened in 2001. And
no, it's confirmed and been admitted that it was a super U.S. government strain and launched. They blamed three different people for it and murdered the last guy. And it was buried in the news that he died in government custody, the last scientist. So they finally said, we keep trying to blame patsies. Let's just go ahead and murder a patsy. But we actually even know, and it's out there on record, the name of the government U.S. agent that actually launched the attacks.
Well, who was? What's the name?
You can pull it up if you want. I'm not going to do it on radio. There's
too much liability
associated with it, but it's actually been covered by major newspapers.
Okay. Yeah, because the story just kind of disappeared, and I never – it was just really bothered me how –
Yeah, the FBI claimed that it had been made in a bathtub, and it turned out it was the most U.S. weaponized, most powerful ever seen in history. And it was launched by the government to try to get the Patriot Act passed.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, I know that wasn't really your topic, so I appreciate it. I just wanted to ask that quickly. Also, I wanted to mention that I'm here in Germany right now, and I don't know if you were aware or how much information you've done on German media, but we've got this station here called Phoenix that's a political station that runs here. And they've been doing a lot of documentaries, so Canada 2 this year. One was disproving the that 9/11 was an inside
job. Yeah, no. I've been on German TV and radio quite a few times. I don't remember how many times, but I've interviewed the former head of German CIA, Andres von Bülow. He was also the former defense minister, and he wrote a book in 2003 titled The CIA Carried Out 9/11 in German. It translates to that, and he lays it all out. And also the former Italian president has come out and said it was an inside job. But I know the Germans are waking up big time. Now, here's the deal. I got about 15 phone calls online. Have your question, your comment ready, because I want to hear from all of you. But I got to get to you. And I can't be too long-winded if you ask me questions. So Jonathan, Jim, Melvin, Nick, Danny, Nate, George, Scanner, Ryan, stay with us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules Plus, get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
I promise to document everything I say, so there's Bloomberg. I couldn't find the AP headline. And scroll back up. I'll show folks the headline. It's banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And you scroll down, it admits Wells Fargo and Wachovia admittedly laundered $378.4 billion in narcotics money in just a three-year period, 2004-2007. So it's a four-year period. So there you go, $378.4 billion. Oh, but we have to search you all at the Super Bowl. You might have drugs on you. It's really a genius business model. Sell you the drugs, And then if they catch you with them, put them in a private prison owned by banks that deal the drugs. But here's the Bloomberg article. Oh, we've got to make you and your family drive under a high-powered highway radiation scanner to stop Al-Qaeda. But then when you complain, they say, well, it's really for drugs, but they're shipping them in. Grow up, America. Go back to the founding fathers. They had common sense. They'd been through tyranny before. Rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Say no to the New World Order. I'm going to call Homeland Security in the next segment, live on air. And I'm going to report real terrorism to them, so stay with us. Lauren in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome. Good to hear from you.
Alex.
Hey.
Hey, man. I'm so glad that you got me. So listen, you are so cool. I mean, you are so on top of what's going on. I have to go back and say this one thing. I was actually calling about building our own American empire and about – can you take him out of here, please? I'm sorry. I got the baby in here. Okay, about how we can do our own power and what we used to do. I'm looking at a very old book. It's from the 1950s. It's the Republican Platform of 1888. On the lower, the southeastern states, it says, protection to American corn, hemp, rice, and fruits. The thing that it says over California, no more coolie. Now we've got the Chinese building the high-speed rail, and they're going to own it.
I mean, that's fitting. Turnabout is fair play. It was the hundreds of thousands of Chinese basic slaves who, the coolies who built the railroads, or a lot of them, and so now they get to own it.
But we can stop it. And the reason that they want to keep marijuana illegal is so that we can't use hemp, the product.
Well, I mean, it's on record in the 20s. That Dow Chemical and DuPont funded movements to ban hemp. Most varieties have no THC, won't get you stoned, because it makes better oil to run vehicles. It makes better cotton, a cotton-like substance, and it can be grown anywhere, including the desert. It is a super crop. Most of our sails and, of course, rigging, the ropes for our navies were hemp. Hemp is a magical plant, and that's why you can't grow it here, but you can anywhere else.
And the thing is, what we need to do is we need to call our congressmen, call our senators. We want an American empire. Why aren't we growing jobs at home? Why are we over there in the Suez Canal worried about whether or not Egypt's going to blow up? They're already raising up the prices. We already know what they're going to do. It's the same game all the time. And let me just tell you this one thing, and then I'll shut up and get off. Why is this happening to us? We're giving our children to their care, to their education all day long. Those kids get up. They're in their care all day long. You wave at them at dinner time, and then they go off to do their new math and their whole language and their postmodern
science. And that's why everybody's dumbed down, which is exactly what the globalists admit they want. Lauren, great points. Jonathan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I have a statement real quick. What is it called? Consequences. Well, I had a whole statement. Anyway, I live in Philadelphia, and the MOVE movement back in the 70s, they blew up a building with kids, women, and children. Rizzo. So if you believe that they won't do it to you, look at history.
Well, the feds burned down Waco and blamed it on them, and now it's been declassified that it was a government op. The Delta Force did it. So absolutely, look, if they'll kill a million Iraqis, they'll kill us. This isn't our government. It's been taken over by ruthless scum.
Yeah, you're right. And enough is enough when you no longer fear the consequences.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yep. That's all I got to say.
Jonathan, are you still there? What do you think of them doing groping, TSA groping, run by the TSA at the Super Slave Bowl?
Well, I was just through there. I'm a truck driver. I just drove through Dallas. And I had a friend who lived in Dallas telling me that they're getting ready to do all that groping and everything. My answer is this. If you let them grope you, then you deserve to be groped. I mean, I'm not letting nobody grope me. If you touch me, you might get knocked, you might get punched in the face or whatever. But
well, that's what Ron Paul has said. I appreciate your call. Great points, Jonathan. I could talk to these callers for an hour apiece, but we got to get to everybody. Jim in Arkansas, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I guess the thing I want to say to you is I've never heard you or any of your guests concerning CO2, mentioned a very simple, practical demonstration. I mean, if CO2 is a poisonous gas, then how does the terrarium work?
Well, the government, Penn and Teller did it. We've done it. If you go to a city park during an environmentalist event, close to 95% will sign a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide because it sounds scary. And carbon dioxide sounds scary. And they've done other studies where over 90% will sign a form to ban sodium chloride. Now, of course, sodium chloride is table salt, and dihydrogen monoxide is water. But when they say the power plants are putting out carbon dioxide, run for the hills, we're all dead, they're counting on the public not knowing that that's what plants breathe and that it's a trace gas and that we need more of it. I mean, that's why in earlier periods of the planet, when there was, I had Lord Monckton on, he corrected me a month ago or two, I said it's been 14 times higher. And he said, no, Alex, incorrect. It has been 58 times previously recorded from the mudflat readings. And I went and looked it up, and it was true. Conservatively 50-plus times. Some studies show over 100 times. The gas that plants breathe is an incredibly small part of the overall atmosphere. Carbon dioxide is good, 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 good. We're actually terraforming the planet with the paltry amounts of carbon dioxide we put out. That's why the studies show a major volcanic eruption puts out more carbon dioxide than human activity in the last century because the volcanoes are life-giving. Great point. Anything else, Jim?
No, that's it.
Good to hear from you, evil Al-Qaeda person. You saw the White House come out and say we're liars, carbon dioxide's evil. A press release about PrisonPlanet.com. Obama wouldn't lie to us. Carbon dioxide is evil. It's evil. Melvin in New York City, go ahead. Hey, Melvin. All right, let's move on to Danny in Tejas. Danny, you're on the air from Texas.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Kudos to you to be out doing what you talk about and what you say. You're walking the walk instead of just talking the talk and not sitting at home watching football.
You couldn't pay me to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, no, seriously, I went into my wife today. I want you to be able to talk, but about 2 hours before I came into the office, and I just said, honey, let's make the decision right now. I shouldn't talk about this today. It's too big of a deal to talk about briefly. But we went ahead and prayed to God, kneeling by the bed while our kids were outside playing, to go ahead and stay in America. But we know what's going to happen, and we've decided to go down with the ship. I'm going down with the ship. I'm committing my kids to live in a tyranny to try to beat it, and I'm going to watch some stupid game that's a big police state advertisement where they're groping people to go into it. No, I'm boycotting the Super Bowl. You know what? Stay there, Melvin. I'm going to come back to you. And I'll try to jam in a few more, Danny, Nate, George, Scanner, Ryan. But I got to call Homeland Security live on air. Done it before. This will be the second time. I'm going to call them. They say, see something, say something. Well, I'm not just going to report on my neighbor smoking pot that the government didn't get a cut of, or my neighbor talking bad about the government. I'm going to report on real terrorists coming up. Stay with us.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide.
I broke my headpiece.
You're listening to the Alex fast. Jones Show.
Folks, we are back live. I'm wearing headphones during the break. I broke my earpiece somehow. It's not working. You know what's funny? I called during the last few breaks before we called this Homeland Security phone number. I called the number I called that was on the Homeland Security See Something, Say Something website and on their flyers, and it didn't work. So, Ben, there's these terrorists everywhere. They're about to attack any minute. Nationwide, they got telescreens in Walmart, shopping malls with this phone number. And we've called the number, and it doesn't work. Let's go ahead and call the same Homeland Security number that they've got listed on their website right now on air for everybody here as we cover this. Because we're illustrating right now that this whole terror threat is a way just to get us to submit to government and to basically live in fear. But I want you to hear what we heard. This is the number we've called, and it just basically says that the voicemail's full. So there's terrorists everywhere. They're trying to kill us. We're in all of this deep trouble, and the New World Order, you know, is going to keep us safe, and it doesn't pick up. So instead, I'm going to hang up here in a moment. because these numbers are already routed to the FBI. And I'm going to call the Dallas FBI on air, and I'm going to report the real terrorism that is going on. But I want you to hear this, not even go to voicemail, but this is the number that Homeland Security gives out, the number that we're calling right now here live on air, and it just goes into a dead box, basically. You can hear it ringing. And you said it rung 10 times. This is like 20 times. So we'll see if the government, supposed government picks up here. So this is the number we called.
No message will be recorded.
Okay, so we'll hang up on that. We'll try the Dallas FBI number because they're saying see something, say something. She's saying it's our responsibility to report terror. So we're going to go ahead now for everybody listening here on this live Sunday and report evidence of terrorism that we have seen. Get that Fox News Amaral Lockheed dined at Pentagon ready for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I want to put that on screen while we talk to the FBI. Okay, are we dialing the FBI or no dice on that? Or so we are dialing them right now? Good. Here we go, calling the Dallas FBI right now, worldwide transmission.
Good evening, Dallas FBI.
Hey, this is Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. I wanted to report suspicious activities to you.
Okay, so what's going on, sir?
Well, what's going on is I saw a Fox News and AP article, exclusive, Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11, Amar al-Awlaki. Have you heard of him?
Yes, sir.
They're reporting that he met secretly with the Pentagon brass, but they say that he ran the underwear bomber. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes, sir.
He ran the Fort Hood shooting. I'm sure you heard of that.
Yes, sir.
He ran the Times Square bombing. I bet you heard about that.
Okay. And who are you with, sir?
Again, this is Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. I'm with Infowars.com, and I'm calling you to report that elements of our own government, you heard about the Gulf of Tonkin, how our own government staged the attacks on our ships to launch the Vietnam War in 64?
No, sir.
Well, I mean, my issue is our government's done this before, and Napolitano is up there at the Super Bowl saying, report terrorism, you know, don't spy on your neighbors. I bet you heard about the telescreens going in 9,000 locations at Walmart and other places saying, report on people and stuff.
No, sir.
You haven't heard of that? Well, my issue is I want to report that Reuters reported that a CIA aircraft crashed in Mexico with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine on board, and I'd like to have the FBI investigate why the CIA is dealing drugs.
Okay, sir. You want to call back tomorrow and talk to our media coordinator, sir?
Well, I would love to talk to our media coordinator, but are you an FBI agent?
I'm an intake specialist, sir, but he's not at all. If you call back tomorrow, I can put you in contact with our media force.
Well, sir, here's the reason I called the Dallas FBI. Now, Napolitano's up there saying, report anything suspicious. And so if you have a group that's been caught doing this stuff over and over again, I have a responsibility to report on them. And she said it's my responsibility, and I agree with her. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. But the larger issue is I called the See Something, Say Something number on the Homeland Security website. Have you heard of the See Something, Say Something program?
No, sir.
Have you heard about how the head of Homeland Security is saying report anything suspicious?
What was that, sir?
Have you heard the head of Homeland Security say report anything suspicious?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm here reporting to you that the number one guy in Al-Qaeda under bin Laden is secretly meeting at the Pentagon, and Fox News and AP are reporting on it. So I think that's a really, really big deal. And what I'm telling you, sir, is I tried to call the See Something, Say Something number, and it goes to some type of weird computer voicemail. And so I'm worried. I mean, if we've got a military-industrial complex staging events and staging crises as a pretext to take our liberties, or even if I believe the military-industrial complex and that there's, you know, evil Al-CIA that's hiding under every rock, how am I supposed to be able to call in and report it if they're not answering it? I mean, we've got a major security issue here. If I'm trying to call Homeland Security phone numbers live here on air and they're not working, I mean, I'm sure you heard about the TSA stand-down on Thanksgiving because there was going to be that national...
Sir, why are you calling the Dallas FBI? That's what I'm curious about.
I'm calling the Dallas FBI because Napolitano's on TV. She's there inspecting it. A headline, Homeland Security Secretary inspects Super Bowl site, says fans have shared responsibility for security at game and across the country. And I looked for a number in Austin in the phone book and online and couldn't find it. So the nearest big city is Dallas.
For the FBI, sir?
Yes, I need. Would you like to give me the number to Austin? This is the FBI, correct?
Yes, sir. This is the FBI.
Okay, well, I called the Homeland Security, see something, say something, and I've called that 2 months ago and got a hold of them, and so they're not answering the phone. It's just some computer voice. We just called them live, so I'm calling you right now because I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. We've got the number one Al-Qaeda operative at the Pentagon. I want him arrested immediately.
Okay, sir. I'll make a phone call, sir, all right?
Okay, well, we'll try to call you back. I appreciate that. All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen, and again, I'm wearing headphones, Murphy's Law. Is that I went in the back office and closed the door on the little wire that was going into my ear, and it I guess broke the wire. Do I have a backup for tomorrow's show, 11 a.m. when I kick off? Because I'm a little bit worried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to call this hoax for what it is. We've got to come out. And by the way, we're on to something now. Just like we're on to something with Obama shutting down the coal power plants, and we're on to something with the TSA, and we're more and more driving national news. We're on to something here because going back about 30 minutes ago, I said, let's double-check those numbers before we call them. And my crew of three people in there have been nonstop calling different Homeland Security phone numbers. And guess what? Nobody's answering. And if you go back to Thanksgiving, it's admitted now the TSA stood down and didn't do the naked body scanning or the groping. And why did they do that? Because they knew there was going to be a protest. But if there's this imminent Al-Qaeda threat going to hit us any minute, why, my goodness gracious, they better be answering their telephones. So Homeland Security not answering telephone calls when people are calling in with legitimate reports of things that they believe are suspicious activities. I meant to get with the FBI agent and talk about $28 trillion stolen, according to Bloomberg and AP and Reuters. And I could play congressional clips where they ask the head of the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, where's the money? And he won't say where it is. So here I am on air talking about real crimes being committed by the people running our government. Here's another one. $4-plus trillion missing from the Pentagon. Maybe I should call. Oh, but that's not a crime, though. I should report on my neighbor violating their carbon laws. Or I should report on a neighbor not being nice to the Easter Bunny. But I shouldn't call them live on air and bring up real issues. Well, I've done it. And so tomorrow, as soon as I get off the air here in a few minutes, tomorrow I am going to call dozens of numbers on air. I'm going to call number after number. And I'm going to call the White House if I have to. And I'm going to call the San Antonio and the Albuquerque FBI. And I'm going to call the Los Angeles and the New York FBI. And I'm going to call Homeland Security and local threat fusion centers until they answer the telephone. Because I promised you to call them and put them on the hot seat live here on air. And I told him he was live on air. So they can answer those questions. Now, the retransmission's coming up here in about a minute at InfoWars.com on the audio streams. You missed the first hour. I broke down the White House responding to the PrisonPlanet.com article dealing with the carbon taxes shutting down our power plants and triggering the power outages because we don't have enough systems to supply us during peak use periods with all their smart meters and the rest of it. So retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.